So I was
after
it. I think if I was making a lot, I would just knock them all up, make the frames and stuff.
I think if you've got the one thing, we've got just the time and the space and the kit.
I've got the kit, I've got the time. I've probably got the space, but I've not got the time. I don't paint that much, I only do a couple.
My name, I'm Peter Rapp. I'm a printmaker and I make liner cuts and etchings, and I'm taking part in Art House, which I've been doing for several years. So I'm the host here, I'm not sure what else you need to know.
How would you describe the work?
My work? Well, my work is some of it is just based on sketches I do. Sometimes I use sources like some of my prints are based on Borghese's Book of Imaginary Beings or Italo Calvino's Italian Folk Tales. So I use stories sometimes as inspiration. Sometimes I use sketches from like ancient Egyptian sculptures and that kind of stuff. I quite enjoy doing that. Occasionally I do sort of slightly political work as well, but I'm not doing as much of that anymore as I used to. It's just basically from sketching and reading. That's my inspiration, really.
What do you find the reactions like, the response?
To the work, it's been good. It's been really positive. Been a lot of good feedback this year. So, people are very interested in it. So,
and have you had a busy response from people visiting?
Yeah, we've had a pretty busy year. I think last year we had about 1,600 people coming through the house over the weekend. And I expect it'll be similar this year. It's been a little bit, felt a little bit quieter, but I think it's picking up now. So hopefully we'll match that.
And if people want to find out more information about you and your work?
My work, I am on Instagram. And my handle is @SquonkInc. Which is quite a hard one to remember. But otherwise, I do have a website, which is peterrapp.com, and there'll be a link to my Instagram site and my Etsy site on there. So that's Peter Rapp, that's RAPP is my surname. So they can find me that way.
So my name's Lucy Stevens. I'm an artist based in Leicester. I'm at Art House today. It's an event that happens Friday evening and across the weekend. It's where 13 houses that are turned into art galleries and they're opened up to the public. People can come around, they can buy artwork, they can meet the artists, and they can also stop along the way for ice cream and coffee and cake. It's just a lovely opportunity to meet your local artists and support them by buying some of their work.
Tell us a bit about your work. What have you got here this year?
So I've brought with me my kind of a collection of original paintings from my blackbird exhibition that I created last year. So you'll find images of blackbirds in frames, on paper, on canvas, really vibrant, really bright, full of joy. I've also bought some prints with me, so some smaller affordable pieces and some cards as well. And I'm sharing a space with Sue Clegg. She's a ceramicist and she creates beautiful plates and pots that are full of colour, and we're both inspired by nature. So I think we're perfect to be in a room together.
We spoke a couple of years ago about the colour-coded birds. Is that the right
name? We did, yeah.
How have you progressed? Do you think you've progressed since then?
Yeah, so I think with the colour coding, I haven't brought the stuff with me, but I am actually looking at snakes now and other kind of animals and how I can use that colour coding with other animals, and probably more in a subtle way, probably more in an abstract way. So I've been working a lot with kind of automatic drawing and painting, but nobody's had a chance to see them yet. So that's kind of been this year, but hopefully I'll be able to reveal that soon. So.
And what have you been, what's the reaction been like to everybody's work with the people coming and visiting?
Yeah, it's been really positive. So, I mean, we're in kind of a small, well, not a small room, but we've had to move out of the room because it's been so full. So we've had lots of visitors. We've had lots of questions about how things have been made. People are interested in the process. They bring tape measures with them to see if it's going to fit on their wall. Lots of interest in terms of, because we're inspired by nature, people remember times when they saw a blackbird in their garden, or people would tell me that they've got blue tits nesting in their garden, and then that means we have a chance to have a conversation about that and how I'm inspired by birds and kind of how they get to see them every day in their gardens. It's just nice to have those conversations with people. And people that are coming are collectors, they'll buy stuff and then they'll come back again and they'll buy off you again. And it's really important to kind of build those relationships up with people. And it builds into a friendship, so it's really lovely. So,
where can people find more information out about you?
So I've got a website. It's www.lucystevens.co.uk, and I also have a Big Cartel shop. So that's just www.lucystevensbigcartel.com, and also on Instagram at Lucy Jo Stevens.
Tell us who you are and what you're doing here today.
Hello, my name's Phil Woolley. I do a lot of sculptures, so 3D work. That's in ceramic and wood. So presently exhibiting at Art House, which is over this weekend. So that's about it, yep.
And what's the reception been like? Have people enjoyed it?
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, loads of people. Very interested in all of the artwork on show. So there's across Art House there's lots of different houses, you know, all exhibiting fantastic art. So worth a visit, but you've only got a few hours now.
Where can people find out about your work?
Through Art House, you know, it's Instagram mainly type of thing. And leaflets, of course, you know, they get door dropped. Yeah. Hopefully restaurants, cafes are the sort of place, hairdressers, you know, and online, you know, anywhere you can.
Tell us who you are, what you're doing here today.
Julian Sahu. I'm one of the exhibitors for Art House.
And how have you been involved in this?
I submitted a couple of works for possible inclusion in Art House, and I was chosen, and then I have to put my portfolio together.
Tell us a bit about your work.
It's predominantly black and white. It's can be a bit controversial. One or two people have taken one glance and then passed on, but some have been really, really engaged in conversation. So much so, yesterday one lady was in tears with the conversation, just as the subject matter.
Did you think you'd have that impact? Because there's a tendency, it's very arts and crafty in a way, and having social comment, does that stand out for you?
It's been interesting, yeah, because a couple of the photographs are almost a social comment in that they raise questions about ethics and morality and things like that. So, yeah, it's been interesting, and it's nice that some people are willing to engage in that conversation rather than just wander around the room and have a look.
And what's it feel like being inside somebody's house doing this?
It's okay, because I know this house, so I'm quite lucky. It's quite nice, it's quite comforting, but it's quite nice wandering around other people's houses. You can get a good snoop.
So where do people find out more about your work?
My work is, at the moment, I have got no social media. I'm quite old school, but I think on the back of today I'm probably going to resurrect Instagram. Probably that would be the main route.
So watch this space.
It is watch this space, yes. A big space.
Well, we have some strawberries and they're looking like they're just about to go nice and red and lovely, and I think they're waiting basically.
Oh, hello, my name is Zaza Lewis and I do textile and mixed media wall art, 2D art, so it's slightly 3D because I use I hand cut a piece of black card and layer my textiles. This is my first time taking part in Art House Leicester, and I actually live in Derby, and I've been driving from Derby to here, and it's been absolutely fantastic. The standard of other artists are very, very high, and I'm privileged to be part of this, and our host has been wonderful.
What's the reaction to your work been like?
Oh, it's been amazing, actually. People just have been asking loads of questions about, obviously, the methods and the technique, but also they've been saying how beautiful my pictures are. And, yeah, lots and lots and lots of compliments. So I've been overwhelmed.
And how did you get involved?
I got involved by a customer of mine that bought some pictures of me last year, who actually lives around the corner. And she says, Zaza, she says, you must take part. You must apply for Art House Leicester. It's fabulous. You will love it. So I did, and fortunately I was accepted. So I'm very honoured.
So if anybody want to find out more about your work, where would they look?
Okay, you can look up me on Instagram at artizaza, and I've also got a website, www.artizaza.com. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Hart. I've come to see all the amazing art in Leicester, and see if I can bring any people to my event, which is in Braunston Gate Archways. It's a beautiful old space under one of the archways that was originally Great Central Way. It'll be on the 18th of July, full of arts and crafts and creative things. Not sure exactly what yet, but I'm working it out with a load of people and very excited.
What have you been doing with the space? Have you changed it?
Oh, I've changed it a lot. Well, first of all, I got rid of a lot of cobwebs and I've been repainting it, and I've got a new, there's a space which looks out onto the old River Soar, and there's a creative space there. I've got big tables. I've just started doing workshops. I've got an art workshop going on there every Friday at the moment. And the rest of the space for music, anything creative, really. Sometimes just for people to come and chill. Yeah.
Where can people find out more information about your work?
On my Instagram at Tracy_Howard. Yeah.
How do you describe your work?
Whimsical.
Tell us who you are and what you're doing here today.
I live here, so this is my house, and we're sharing it with seven other artists who are showing their work under the umbrella of Art House, which is an organisation running, I think, 13 houses altogether in this part of Leicester, and it happens every year. So it's quite an interesting kind of thing in which artists meet each other, but also the community comes in to see the exhibition. So we get to meet our neighbours and people who've come from further who are just interested in the exhibition, which goes on annually. So it's well advertised and it's well attended.
And how do you describe your work?
How did I start?
Is this your work?
Yes, it is. Yes. So my work is abstract geometric work, which is something I'm interested in. It's not so unusual, really. It is in a tradition of making art in an abstract and geometric way, but they're constructed, so they're not using a bought canvas. They are built with wood joined together in a workshop to make the form, and then they're coloured to give the final appearance of the work.
And what's the general reaction been like? I mean, thank you for opening your home, and what's that been like?
This is Leicester. I mean, people are looking for things to put on the wall of their houses, and I think these are probably a bit extreme for that.
How have you found, I mean, as one of the homeowners, it's, how have you found the reaction from people you know, having that, having your house open, are you, you...
Of course, this is the most interesting thing for people. I mean, they ask all kinds of questions, really, about where did you get the bench in the garden to, I've got a toaster like that. So, yes, all those kind of things. And saying they like the house and like the area, really, which is quite a nice part of Leicester, really, so...
Yeah, it's kind of like a mood rather than a... If you go to a gallery, it's like very...
Well, I think that's an intention. It's for people to see what art would look like in a domestic environment rather than in a gallery. So the gallery can be rather kind of, well, plain and not at all domestic, whereas here the art is shown in a domestic environment in which... I suppose people could think of it how it might be in their own house. So, I mean, if you interview other artists, you'll find that I think that does work out quite well. I mean, this isn't really Victorian art, really, and so it might be difficult to fit in. But I mean, that's my interest, and I like to. I mean, there is variety of art here, and variety in the 80 odd artists that are showing in the rest of the program.
And do you have anywhere that people can visit to see your work?
No, not so far. No.
What's the word? Seduced by barbecue.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah.